In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Ty Tuesday. Ty Law with us at 9 on this morning's show. Before we get to They Said It, this is Andrew from Rhode Island. Hello, Andrew. Andrew. Is Andrew like listening to the radio? This drives me absolutely nuts. Andrew. Okay.
Oh, I think he's about to be on there.
Andrew, you there?
Unbelievable. How many times do we have to say the same thing?
I'm more concerned for the actual caller because they go to the effort to call. They wait. In Andrew's case, he waited 10 minutes. That was his moment.
Yeah. Right.
He missed it.
Yep.
It was his one opportunity for greatness.
Eminem rejoin.
Fame and fortune. He missed it. All right. Well, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line. I'm also upset for Courtney because Andrew had some sort of scientific information that he was going to share on washing or not washing the bird. There was an FDA inspector who texted during the break, Courtney.
Yep.
Washing poultry was originally done as it was freshly plucked and defeathered pre-large scale in the large scale packing houses to ensure that the feathers were removed. You do not, due to the standards now, you do not need, it's not necessary or recommended.
Oh,
that you wash your bird. So
but then I have
Mark... you can go raw dog on the bird and not worry about it.
But then I have Mark C. from Nashua who said, hey, Courtney, you could just bring the turkey into the tub with you, rinse it there. So, you know, what do I do?
No.
They said Kramer did that or something?
Yes, he installed a whole unit where, what the hell is it called, where you flush your food down the sink?
Disposal
system in his shower. And he made salad for Elaine and Putty.
Yes, he did.
And they were all germaphobes.
That is correct. In the Twitch chat, I don't appreciate this, Dave68 or whatever says, Courtney lied, your hair looks awful.
That was actually my burner, and I
forgot to put product in this morning. My apologies. I'm sorry my hair looks bad. Courtney said it looked good, but I apologize.
Well, don't do it bad.
Don't mess it up?
Well, yeah, like, it looks fuller when you don't have product in it. I was not lying about that.
I mean, apparently you were. Do you want to give Andrew a second chance? Andrew?
Sure. Hi, good morning, guys.
What's up, Andrew?
So, Courtney.
Yes.
Do not wash your bird.
Oh, okay.
What happens is, the salmonella that's on the surface of the bird will be killed when you put it at a high temperature. The salmonella sits on the surface of the bird, and when it's cooked at 400 degrees, it will die, and it won't hurt anybody in your family, so you don't need to worry about
that. She's concerned about the salmonella, which is going to be spread throughout the sink and counter area. That is her anxiety, and it's at a 12, the anxiety level.
Do I wear gloves when transporting the bird onto the cooking sheet?
I think only when placing your hand inside the rectum of the bird is when, because you have to go in
there. Do you
have
to do that every time?
You have to go, what do you mean?
Like every bird that you get, you have to insert?
It depends on if the bird is smiling or not.
You got to get the giblets out.
But all birds come with giblets inside?
Yes, you have to reach inside. You have never done that before?
No, I've never cooked a turkey.
So yeah, you're going to have to reach inside the bird and yank all of the innards out of the bird.
And it is nasty.
Did you not know that?
No, I thought we could get like a de-gibleted bird.
No, I'm sorry.
Like a seedless watermelon.
Yes.
This is going to be an absolute disaster. Yeah. Oh, boy. And, you know, you can't overcook the thing. And you have to start early in the morning. Like
Santo's a good chef.
Low and slow.
I mean,
Some people even start the night before.
Yeah. Right. And the whole family is relying on you.
Yeah. Right.
You F it up.
Everybody's
hungry. You are going to ruin Thanksgiving.
Right.
No, everybody's sick.
Do you know about brining the bird?
No.
Oh, my God, Courtney. Oh my what is
How many people?
I'm hoping Santo has done some research.
Why are you leaving it all to him?
God, because I'm in charge of the potatoes, the sweet potatoes. I'm in charge of the sides, really. But it's a group effort, so I'm going to have to help with the bird.
How many people are you hosting?
There's just going to be three of us.
Oh, okay. All right, so only three victims.
That's not too bad. If necessary, you can Uber Eat something like that.
Wiggy, you don't want to know why turkey is so overrated. My favorite Thanksgiving ever was like 10 years ago. Something happened with the oven and the bird never cooked.
Right.
And we just had sides and it was awesome.
Just do the ham.
Sides are so good.
Sides are good.
No. I don't like ham.
Oh, you're screwed then.
We are going to have to get to They Said It in about 10 minutes because
she's
giving Courtney advice so she's not in the fetal position panicking over preparing Thanksgiving is more important. This is Karen from Groton. Hello, Karen.
Hey, Greg. How you doing this morning?
Great. How are you? May I say best wishes to you and yours at this most joyous time of year.
Thank you, and same to all of you.
What's up, Karen?
So, Courtney, wash your turkey in the sink, and then just disinfect your sink after.
Yeah,
why not?
So just hot water and, like, dish soap to disinfect it?
Like Lysol.
Like, it has to be a disinfectant. I work for Alpha Tech Pet, and we sell disinfectants, but it's mainly for, you know, like, pet resorts and groomers and so forth. But all you need is just disinfect your sink that at least gets 99.999% and you'll be all set.
All right, like Clorox wipes.
Your dish soap is a disinfectant.
Lysol's pretty good, or bleach.
You can actually
bleach.
What in the world?
You can actually
is this Terrell Suggs?
You can actually use the Clorox wipes right on the turkey.
You could add
a little zest.
If you're concerned, bleach is probably the best thing to use. They make like a
then
Clorox
I'd be nervous
bleach.
If the bleach would get on, you know, other
but
things.
Is it out of the freezer yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Where is it?
Well, it's at Santo's mom's house now.
Should be in the sink.
See, that could be a problem.
It should be in the sink 48 hours ahead of time.
Defrosting.
Yeah, if the thing isn't defrosting now, you're effed. That's a giant issue.
Right.
That thing. You have got to pay attention to this, or it's going to be an epic disaster.
Okay. Was there
you'll never get the host again, which is actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Was there no like preseason for you? Maybe start something small, and then
it's Thanksgiving.
Cornish game hen or something.
Oh no! Maybe host not Thanksgiving, like a Sunday dinner. Before you get to the Super Bowl,
this is like debuting it, right?
Yeah. You know, this is like the first time you ever played in a game is going to be the Super Bowl, and you're literally coming off the street to play quarterback.
Problem. Yeah, right. It's a real issue.
You're like, what do I do? Do I hike the ball?
All right. Thanksgiving is rapidly approaching. We are going to get to, They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said in sports yesterday in just a moment or two. What?
Santo just texted me the Lincoln menu.
Oh, well, see, there you go. Well, that's how to do it. You can order it, just order it out if you want. That's
said this is getting a bit too much.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work to do it right. You should just order it
They must
it
have
out.
Companies that just make turkeys for you.
Of course. It's kind of late to get in on the game. I mean, people have had their reservations in for months.
Well, you could go pick it up already pre-made.
Yeah, but I'm saying there are the places that do that. The list is 100 people.
I'm screwed. Getting nothing from this. I'm going to Florida. But can I give a mention if you're looking for that? I mean this sincerely. I went to Branchline before Thanksgiving during the pandemic in Watertown.
Okay.
The best Thanksgiving stuff I've ever had to go.
Wow.
The best
really?
Stuffing, the best mashed potatoes, the turkey, which I don't usually enjoy, was awesome. It was spectacular.
Because Courtney said she could do all the sides. She just needs a turkey.
Yeah, just a turkey.
Yeah.
So she just needs somebody to cook that for her.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I don't know if they still do it because it was pandemic and we, you know, distanced.
I'm sure they do. This is Brian from Boston. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's
up? Courtney, so this is how you do it. My mother's from St. Kitts, and she's been doing this since I was a child. You wash your turkey in the sink with salt and vinegar. That kills everything, all the bacteria on the turkey.
Okay. And then does it taste vinegary when you bake it?
No, you don't. So what you do is you wash it down with salt and vinegar, then you rinse it with water. You never just rinse your meat with water. You always clean any kind of meat with salt and vinegar. And then you rinse it down. That kills all the bacteria, and you're good to go.
They call, if I'm correct, they call that the St. Kitts turkey douche.
That's what that is
well known as. All right.
Daddy Seuss in the Twitch said, tell Courtney just go to the Salvation Army.
She should just show up at one of those turkey giveaway things. Go to the Pine Street Inn.
They'll already have it made for you.
Make a whole meal for you. You can bring it home to everybody.
Nope. Those are for people that need it.
Yes. Okay. All right. Anyway, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Porzingis tees up another. This one's falling out. Welcome back, KP. Missed the first one. The first one, if you don't succeed, try again. Porzingis gets off to fast starts regularly.
Yeah, Kristaps Porzingis, he is back. He helped the Celtics get to a 126-94 win over the Clippers in the second of a back-to-back for the guys. Porzingis played 23 minutes. He got 16 points and 6 rebounds, making his presence known on both sides of the court. Here's what he had to say about his first game back.
Honestly, I felt better than I expected. Obviously, the first wind is pretty crazy. You know, lungs burning, legs burning, everything. But after that, it was decent. And the normal, no? Like, even on the couple of lobs, like, JB threw me the lob, Peyton threw me the lob. Like, both of them, I had, like, flat tire, like, crazy. Like, didn't get up at all. It was good to be back out there.
Jason Tatum and Peyton Pritchard both had game-high 20 points in the win. This was the largest point differential in a win for the Seas so far this season. They're now off until Friday for an NBA Cup game in Chicago. The Bruins are looking to keep the winning streak alive when it comes to games under Joe Sacco, taking on the Canucks at the TD Garden tonight. Puck drop is at 7. It is the return of Jake DeBrusk. And Jim Montgomery got a win in his first game as the head coach of the St. Louis Blues. Monday Night Football had the Ravens beat the Chargers 30-23. Lamar Jackson Watson completed 16 of 22 passes for 177 yards and 2 touchdowns. In some Patriots news yesterday, the NFL removed Jabril Peppers from the commissioner exempt list yesterday, making him eligible to participate in practice and play in games. And today, only stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal, a sensational ready meal salad for $6.99 each. That's right, ready meal salads are $6.99 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. A+. The turkey will be delicious. I just know it. 36 degrees right now in Boston. Looking like a nor'easter coming up the northeast. Thursday, it's going to be rainy here. 40s or so. Some snow, the white stuff, as they say, out west and north of Boston. Jupiter, Florida, looking like sunny, 83 on Thursday.
Is that accumulating snow, Curtis, or is the ground warm enough that it will just disappear?
I don't think the terrain is ready for accumulating snow, but I will say this. The only thing accumulating in Boston is salmonella in Courtney's kitchen.
Show and earn.